Good afternoon. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Would you call the roll?
Adams?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Potter?
Here.
I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, lobbyists must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 1504, tentatively deny the appeal of Northwest District Association and uphold the with conditions the Historic Landmarks Commission's decision to approve with conditions the application of GFV Enterprises LLC, William V. DeBellis and Singer Properties for an 87-stall parking garage at 2311 to 2317 Northwest Irving Street, LU08-121-424-HDZM.
Thank you. Staff has asked us to consider the following three amendments to the findings. On page 18, replace incorrectly cited ordinance 177820 at two locations with the correct ordinance number 177920. On page 20, to include clarification of, quote, maximum 87 parking stall parking garage. And the third one is on page 20, per condition of approval number 2, replace written request with certified letter. I need a motion to amend the findings.
So moved.
Second.
Before we vote on the these amendments, does anybody object to any of the three staff proposed amendments? Anybody in this audience? Pardon? Those three. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just objecting to that whole section too. That we just changed.
Okay, could you come up, please? You can only testify to those three issues that were raised that needed an amendment. And is that what you wish to do?
Well, we have a slightly different issue, right? Is it the issue you and I have been emailing on? So I was going to raise that issue next.
And okay. If that's
appropriate. No, it's okay. Is that appropriate? Okay.
Are you Ms. Ettinger?
I am.
Okay, so my understanding is we're going to vote on the three amendments and then get to the landscaping issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Carl, please call the vote.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Stent, a Potter?
Aye.
Sorry.
Wow.
I went way back for that.
Yeah.
Commissioner Sten is no longer serving on this body, and I'm currently the Housing and Fire Commissioner for the City of Portland. I just want to introduce myself. Tom, nice to see you.
Before we, before I ask for a motion to adopt the findings, did you have something?
If you, Ms. Ettinger, please come forward. So we wanted, Ms. Ettinger is the an adjacent property owner. The applicant had offered to mitigate some of the landscaping or visual impacts. And so, Shane, we've been trying to figure out how to put that in the council action, memorialize that in the council action. So I think we're open to the, and maybe Tim, if you want to, do you know of this issue?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we could just sort of figure that out.
Well, I tried to get all of you different copies of language that I developed, which basically says...
Would you state your name for the record?
I'm sorry. I'm Carmela Ettinger. It would set up an escrow account, and this would just have to deal with my property. So Dr. Ferguson would have a separate issue, but for my property, that there would be an escrow account established for the landscape buffer, because since it would be on my property, I want to be able to have some control over what landscaping goes in and how it gets put in and who puts it in. So it seemed to me that an escrow account would be the fairest way to do it, and then I could submit bills to the escrow account, and if the money didn't get spent after some period of time, it could go back to Mr. Singer.
Tim?
Well, my understanding of the language is that it would relate to what is now condition B in the decision. Three quick comments on it. One, the concept of developing an escrow approach is designed to give the property owner a little more control and comfort about how this process gets implemented. And we agree with that. That's a good idea. Second, it's an idea that I called the lawyer for Ms. Ettinger about, and also the lawyer for Ms. Lee, and suggested the concept, but I suggested it as part of an implementing agreement for the condition. It seems to me the condition is going to need some kind of implementing process in order for us to make sure that this works smoothly. How would one property owner get on the other's land? Who would the escrow be? What's the timing? Those kinds of details need to be in an agreement. So the genesis, I think, of the idea was the idea of an implementing agreement that we would put together on the side, outside of the condition. I think it would be not workable at this point to substitute the condition for an agreement that we haven't yet really put together. Now, to the end of getting it done, we are meeting Friday on the site with Ms. Ettinger and Jeff Klein and her lawyer to try to make sure we can flesh out some kind of implementing agreement. But I would suggest the best way to deal with this is through an implementing agreement and not through a change in the condition at this point. It's a good idea, but it needs some work to get the details put together.
Mr. Ramis, can I just follow up on that for a second?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure I understand what the backstop is in what's before us in the event that there's some glitch and Ms. Ettinger doesn't believe that the pledge buffer and irrigation system work has not been done to her satisfaction. And my understanding is that the landscape buffer and irrigation system work must be installed, and that has to be done prior to the issuance of a final certificate of occupancy by the city. So that's our ultimate lever, right?
That if that's
it's
correct.
Not done to the city's satisfaction, then no certificate of occupancy will issue.
That's correct. A property owner who feels that the work wasn't done consistent with the condition would make that known to the planning department, just as you would a zoning violation.
But that would give us the backstop in terms of,
yes,
if there's a complete systems failure here.
Right.
But Ms. Ettinger is now raising a question about the mechanics of how these mitigation measures are worked out with you, how they're funded. And you've suggested this be done in some side agreement, not this agreement?
Right. I think this condition would get quite long to get all the details in. And that's why I took the initiative to contact the lawyers for the property owners and suggest that we get to work on it.
If I may respond, I guess I feel like I thought I came up with the escrow idea because it seemed the fairest to me. In any case, it seems very straightforward. There's some money that goes into an account. It seems really easy. I withdraw it for landscaping. I provide the landscaping bills. I don't see why it's complicated or why there has to be a whole implementing decision. I think it's pretty straightforward.
You want to respond to that, Tim?
Well, it is a little complicated because the questions, for example, are how much money? That probably ought to be based upon some reasonable estimate that we get from qualified landscape installers. Are there easements involved? For example, once the irrigation system's installed and some sort of improvement is put on the outside of the skin of the building to hold up vines, what if there are maintenance issues? Is there going to be an easement? Is there opportunity for access? Those kinds of issues I think we could work out quickly, but they need to get worked out.
What's quickly?
I'd say we could do it in the next 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month. It depends on how the availability of people's lawyers. We're committed to get this done. That's why I made the phone calls.
So, Tim, Mr. Ramis, if in a month Ms. Ettinger is not satisfied with that process, what's her recourse?
Well, her recourse ultimately
I know ultimately.
Yeah,
but what
is the one you've described.
At the end, that at some point the city would not issue a certificate
right,
of occupancy.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe we're not going to be able to put together a pretty simple agreement to make it happen. There are a lot of topics to cover, but it can get done.
I'm raising this issue simply on the landscape buffer. That's what I'm concerned about. I'd be interested in knowing if Mr. Ramis doesn't think my amount is fair. That's why I put it in an escrow account, so that if it wasn't spent on landscaping on that side of the yard, that they could get, it's $15,000, that they could get money back. And I guess I would ask that if Mr. Ramis feels like we need to sort out all these other things as part of the landscaping decision, that we'd be able to continue this and come back to the city council when we have an agreement that he can live with dealing with the landscaping issue.
Did you get the $15,000 amount, just out of curiosity?
Talking to my landscape architect. And it's a little bit general because I don't know if, you know, if I'm going to be able to save the tree. And if I'm not going to be able to save the tree, then I want to put some new trees in. Also, if I have to take out the tree, that's a big amount of money. So a little bit of it is variable still in terms of how much it would cost. So I put, honestly, I put it on the high end. But that's why I put in escrow account so that if it didn't get spent, they could get the money back.
So, Ms. Ettinger, one of the things that we're interested in, I think, or certainly I'm interested in, is making sure there's a good faith process. And I have no doubt that the two parties can't work this out. But I'm just talking out loud. But if we were to provide that in the event of a dispute, you came back to a commissioner's office within a date certain so that you had that backstop, would that give you greater comfort that this will be worked out in some fair way?
Before you answer that, let me make an observation. The Bureau of Development Services has people on staff that enforce landscape agreements that are part of a development. And I appreciate you trying to protect your interests, and I appreciate you, you know, reaching high to do that. But it seems to me a better solution than what I've been hearing here is to engage the services of the staff of the Bureau of Development Services to help develop what kind of a landscape plan you would think acceptable. I'm sorry.
Could I respond, Commissioner Landry?
I wasn't done.
I'm sorry.
If you'd let me finish, please. If we could use the professionals at the Bureau of Development Service who are truly professionals that could help maybe mediate what it is that would be appropriate in that buffer area, and then they would also be the ones that would follow up and enforce to make sure that the agreed-to landscaping was accomplished in a way that was designed.
Commissioner Leonard, they're used to working with the developer. They want to put in landscaping that works in commercial developments, and they want the developer to do it. That's who they have a relationship with. They don't have a relationship with me. I want to put in landscaping for a residential yard, and I want to put it in myself. I don't want somebody else to put it in. I have a landscape architect that I work with.
That's fine, too, but I also am a little sensitive to the cost, and I think, and I hear what you say, in terms of they work with developers, but they work with homeowners as well. The requirements I'm talking to are for homes and commercial occupancies, and they're skilled at making sure that the task gets done. And I'm more interested in making sure that your needs are met than who does it, and I'm sure you are as well.
Well, what happens if I don't like their landscape person, and I don't want their landscape person to do my landscaping?
Well, it shouldn't be about who does it. It should be about what's planted. And that's why I'm a little bit, I have a little antenna going up at this point, because it appears that there may be disagreements that really don't get to what the substance is. And the substance, in my view, is making sure you have appropriate landscaping that you agree to. And if they use, I don't care who they use.
I have a relationship with their people. I have a relationship with my people. I work with my people. I trust them. I know when they come. I know when they go. I don't have any relationship with their people.
That's not the point of this. The point of this is to make sure you have an appropriate landscape barrier.
Dick, you have your hands up. You're allowed to.
Come on up.
Thank you for hearing me. My name is Richard Singer, and I'm at 636 Northwest 23rd Avenue. What I'd like to point out is that I think Carmela certainly has a valid point. She wants to make sure that she gets what she hopes to get, and I've already promised that to her, and I'm promising it, you know, in front of you. I've met many times with Mrs. Ettinger already. I've met with her landscape architect more than once. I've already made commitments to her. I've known her family since I've been a little kid. Her mother and father are my Hebrew teachers. You know, this is not something I'm taking lightly, and this is something I'm making a commitment to her. I told her that I would pay her reasonable landscape architect fees of her person, not my person. And she knows this, and I don't know why this is continuing, because I've made commitments to her already. And I did get a bid. I recently did put a parking lot in part of the partially behind Papa Hayden's, you can see the landscaping that there is now. And based upon mature plantings going in the 3-foot by 50-foot strip that Ms. Ettinger has, I got a bid of $3,250. I am willing to put her reasonable landscape architect fees over and above that to make sure that these plant materials are acceptable. And also there is a tree that Carmela had just mentioned. I would replace that tree with as mature a tree as we possibly can get. And this is something that's already been conveyed. So we have a meeting this coming Friday at 4 o'clock with her attorney. And one of the things that's difficult, though, is to meet everybody's objectives with just landscaping. For example, Dr. Ferguson has told me that he would like to have a mural put on his side. And I said, as long as it's acceptable to the historic folks, I'm happy with it. So I will give him the same money, and I will escrow it so that he can use it as I am with Carmela. So I have this $3,250 bid. I'm willing to take that up to $7,500 for each individual so that they can hire their own landscape architect, that they can do whatever improvements they want, be it a painting that is approved by historic or the plant materials. And so I think, you know, I'm happy to do.
I will accept that offer right now if we can put it into the ordinance and be done with it. And I get control over the $7,500.
I think that if we were to, we've heard what he has promised. He said it here in council. This is recorded. There is a backstop that Commissioner Fish mentioned in terms of the appeal process. It'd be nice if you folks get together and make this decision. I don't see it, particularly since we're trying to find it enough detail to put it in here. I'd rather much leave you folks up to it. If you're accepting his offer, we just heard you say that. Get together and make that decision. If for any reason it turns out that you don't, then there's always that backstop. You can go to the appeal process. It's really, it's in your favor in your court at this stage.
And Ms. Ettinger, Mr. Singer is no doubt in the future going to have matters before counsel. Mr. Ramos occasionally has matters before counsel. I had Hannah Kuhn pull up the statement that he made on the record at the last hearing where he made a firm commitment on behalf of his client, which we have in the record. We have this commitment. I mean, we take very seriously commitments that are made in this body before us, and we expect them to be honored. And you've made a record of your concerns if they are not. And I.
Is it your understanding, Commissioner Fish, that I should be able to control how that money is spent?
Sorry?
It sounds like.
I apologize. Yes. I'm
sure. It sounds like that's what.
Yeah.
You'll deposit the money into escrow. You decide how it's spent. If you spend more than 70-some, you won't get any more money from him, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, exactly.
Spend less?
That works.
What if she spends less? Well, you're not going
to
spend
less. She said that if we go back, to
buy,
Mr. Singer.
You'll buy until you use the whole.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming forward.
It's a matter of legislative record. You're covered.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Call a vote on the amendments.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. I need a motion to adopt the findings, deny the appeal of the Northwest District Association, and uphold the decision of the Portland Historic's Landmark Commission as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams.
No.
Fish.
I'd like to thank Tim Herron again with Development Services for his terrific staff work on the long and challenging project, and to Kirk Kruger and for his staff work on the traffic safety questions associated with the garage. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We adjourn until next week.
So if you have 10 minutes in your schedule before you go, let's grab a cup of coffee.
Okay, I just thought
I was going to say something. No, I was going to say that, well, they're already into the eyes of the industry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? The first time Stan got the vote. Second time
right.
He didn't.
Don't be sorry. I'll get that order done. I'll run it by you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Do you have your home address here?